For most Americans, the plight of the Yazidis of northern Iraq first came into focus when the U.S. carried out airstrikes against ISIS militants who were attacking the religious minority group. Today in Iraq, it's believed that thousands of Yazidi women are being held as sex slaves by ISIS. From northern Iraq, NPR's Leila Fadel sent this report and a note of warning. Parts of the story may not be suitable for younger listeners.
Nadine Shamel pauses to hold back tears.
I cannot imagine how they are live and how much they need their mothers.
The investigative journalist spends every waking moment documenting the plight of Yazidi women. She calls them on cell phones that some have hidden from their captors. They are begging for airstrikes from the U.S.-led coalition, but not to save them.
I talked to many of them. They was crying. They was saying, please call the plane. We want them. Kill us. We want to kill ourselves. We don't have tools to kill ourselves.
To end the nightmare they're living, Shamu knows of 41 women who've killed themselves while held hostage by ISIS. Amnesty International says hundreds, possibly thousands of Yazidis are missing. Shamu and other Yazidi activists are documenting the kidnappings and rapes to try to get help from the U.S., Iraq, and others. They say between 3,000 and 4,000 women are in captivity.
Many of them use them like slaves. They kill them. They rape them. Many of them kill themselves. So what you want to take action? What you need?
The women were taken in August when ISIS swept through the Yazidi area of Sinjar. Many of the men were killed and the women taken to sell into forced marriages.
They're talking about marriage, but they use them like slaves.
Slaves, she says, in a lucrative business of sex for sale. In Erbil last week, dozens of protesters went to the American consulate and then the UN compound to beg for help to free the women and for international protection of the Yazidi community. Some Muslim men inside ISIS-controlled areas have purchased women to bring them out to safety. But the price of getting caught is their lives. Activists say one man smuggled out nearly 40 women, but he had to flee the country. Another man tried to buy 10 women to bring them to safety, but got caught and killed, according to his relatives. And a trickle of women have escaped on their own, like 19-year-old Amsha Ali and her baby son. We meet her in Zaho, just outside Duhok. She was taken by ISIS from the northern Iraqi town of Tal Azar and held 25 days in Mosul before fleeing to safety. She speaks softly and stares blankly at the wall in front of her as she holds her four-month-old in her arms. On August 3rd, ISIS came to her town. Ali didn't have a car, so she picked up her baby and fled on foot with her husband. But a few miles outside of town, ISIS caught up with them. They shot her husband and his family in front of her and took her and the other women with their children to a neighboring village. Why are you doing this? The women asked. Because you are unbelievers and your religion is wrong, Ali says the gunmen responded. Finally, they brought them to Mosul and put her in a big hall with about 1,000 others. They were bad with us, she says. They beat us. They threatened to kill our children. Every day, ISIS fighters would come, she says, choose a woman and take them to a room in the hall where they would rape them. She was chosen multiple times, but she says she fought the men off and took the beatings as her punishment. Finally, she was forced into a marriage with an old man. He told me, don't worry, you're like my sister. In 2 weeks, I'll let you go. But he lied. A few days passed and he demanded sex from her. She said no and he beat her. But he did not rape her, she says. He locked her in a room with her baby. She managed to break the lock in the middle of the night and escape past a sleeping guard and into the street. I didn't care if they killed me, she says. The people who killed my husband wanted to sleep with me. I wanted to die. A Muslim man in the street found her and took her in, and after 3 days was able to sneak her and her son out of town. But the trauma is still acute. What will I do, she asks. I was with them 25 days. They killed my husband. What will people think of me? Leila Fadel, NPR News, Erbil.